don't know, it's not exactly a question what I have, but I'm sure you can comment on it in various ways. It's about, I think, as I'm trying to think about the difference between the personal, if you like, even though that's not the best word for it, maybe dimension of the voice, or this kind of intimate dimension of the voice that relates to your own biography, your own history, and then the way that certain spaces also configure your voice and make it possible or not for certain people to speak, or more likely for certain people to speak or to be heard somehow. And I'm thinking of kind of political meetings or collectives somehow. And sometimes I find it very difficult to distinguish what's going on when someone isn't speaking, or even for myself when I'm stuck in a situation, because I trust that the voice is also like a kind of seismograph or some kind of oscillograph that also tells me sometimes when a situation in itself is wrong. And often it's confusing to think, well, is this me, you know, and my personal history and some kind of deep blockage, or is this actually the space that is not, that is configured in such a way that I, for various reasons, I'm not speaking here and can't find my voice. Mm-hmm. And this is something that I liked with the work that you did with us, in the sense that it's about expressing yourself, the voice, but it's also about, yeah, listening and perceiving, like it's almost mm-hmm. as a tool of perception, the voice.
The same thing. It's one same thing. Yeah.
So it's really just a comment, but I guess my earlier question was also just thinking a little bit about if there is some tools that you have in mind for how you can differentiate between whether there's an issue at stake that is more intimate, or how one can sense one's way around a situation that might also be set up in terms of who can speak in a way that isn't very good.
I think it's quite like a decision to say to yourself, whatever the situation could be, so, and the place and the conditions and so, I decide now in this moment to express myself in any case. And if my heart is beating like that, you know, and my feet, I don't feel them anymore. And so just to, with what you are, to go there, and most people feel like you, you know, and they perhaps they had learned some tools. But I think this is very, very important to decide for yourself, in any case, you want to express in the moment where you are there what you have to say in any case. And the best tool for me is to say in front of even a crowd of people, so I'm so nervous. Oh, so difficult to come here and to take the courage to be here and to speak in front of you. And that can help so many people to do like you, yeah, I think. And not fighting against. For me, it has been even every time and even to date, you know, I have situation when I feel that like that. Sometimes in the beginning of a concert or a performance or so, yeah. Going in, not fighting against, going in and working with it. So I think this is useful, best thing. Yeah. And nothing can ever happen to you. Mm.